This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A funny thing happened in the House of Representatives today. There was broad bipartisan support and a vote along the same lines for a more permanent solution to the perennial question of how much Medicare reimburses doctors, what has been called the Doc Fix legislation. The deal does have the president's support and still needs, of course, to pass the Senate. But let's play it out here for just a second, because what do you suppose happens to those doctors when they get out from under a threat, that is reduced Medicare payments, that has been dogging them since 1997? Well, it turns out business might get a little bit tougher, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from our help desk at WHYY.
Here's how American Medical Association President-elect Dr. Stephen Stack ended our interview today.
Very good.
You mind if I leave you one more quote?
No, go for it.
So I don't want to pass the opportunity to thank Speaker Boehner and Leader Pelosi.
Stack knows there's almost no chance that kind of quote would ever make it to air, but he wanted to say it anyway. Take it as a sign of the relief he's cautiously feeling on behalf of the 94% of doctors who've worried about Congress cutting their pay.
Having stability and predictability in physician payment is essential for quality of care and patient safety.
Under the bill, docs would see a 0.5% bump in each of the next 4 years, well below the cost of inflation, the price they pay for predictability. There's another price doctors may pay, though, warns the Urban Institute's Bob Berenson, namely more reporting requirements. Berenson says some lack the IT infrastructure to pull it off.
Small practices will find this a too much of a reporting burden and may just decide to throw in the towel.
Another key provision would pay doctors more for high-quality care rather than the volume of care. Everybody loves that, says Harvard's Dr. Ashish Jha. The trouble is it's very hard to measure quality.
We're going to focus on paying doctors for a lot of things, some of which probably represent real quality, and some of which clearly represent checking the box.
Jha says if Washington is serious about paying based on quality, the government must invest in it. Absent that, doctors may have more financial stability thanks to this deal, but less certainty about how to best serve their patients. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.